Blue Stick Way, then once you're back on it, you turn left. And just to give you an example, as you go along, about 30 or 40 yards along the way, you'll come, there's a mound on your left-hand side that would appear to have been dug into. That's an example of glacial deposit. It's believed that about 10,000 years ago, that the whole northern hemisphere, or good part of the northern hemisphere, was covered in ice. And then the ice began to melt and formed different shapes, etc., on the landscape. And this area here that you're in, the land is fairly poor. And it's fairly poor because it's believed it's a lot of it is glacial deposit. If you look down the valley, you'll see little rounded hills, drumlins they'll be known as. And it's also, if you look at it, it's called Basket of Eggs Formation. The hills are on the mountain side, reasonably sharp, and then towards the sea, they go off on a long, slow slope. And what's believed is that the glaciers melted in the mountains, moved along, took loads of clay and stone and dirt and everything else, and as they went along, may have moved a little bit, stopped a little bit, deposited some of the stuff they brought with them, and then moved off and shaped the mountain, shaped the little hills in the way there. And it's like if you got a lorry load of rubble and dumped it in an area, or tipped it up in an area. You just get large boulders, small boulders, stones, gravel, rubble. And if you look into this cutaway area, that's exactly what you see. So it's a good example of glacial deposit.